This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, everyone, good morning. We're going to take a look at an observation of the Chafetz Chaim on Purim. Let's see how this goes. This comes from the Sefer HaChafetz Chaim al Shabbos Umoyadim. So, the Medrash says in Mishlei, Yimei HaPurim Eina Betelim, Kol Ha Yom Tam Asidim Libatel, and the Yom Tov of Purim is not destined to be batel. So what does that mean? All the Yom Tov will be batel? It's not true. Torah Zu Loite Mechlefes, it's one of the Ikarei Ho'emuna. So what does it mean that Purim won't be batel? The Chafetz Chaim explains, and this is based on the Chafetz Chaim's biography, on page 926. To explain this difficult passage of the Medrash, the Chafetz Chaim explained, the Gzera of Haman was to destroy the Jewish people, and there was no way out. Even if we would have converted, we would not have been saved. Until that point in time, it was the most difficult decree that the Jewish people ever faced. Therefore, the miracle of Purim, it outshines, it all the other miracles pale in comparison, because all the other miracles were limited in their scope compared to the salvation from Purim. Now, says Chafetz Chaim, Chazal do not mean that all the other Yom Tovim will become batal, except for Purim. You know, if you tell a woman, all the Pesach will become batal, I don't know, maybe that would be good news, you know, but don't repeat that. But the Chafetz Chaim says that it doesn't mean the other Yom Tovim will become batal completely, but rather means their significance will pale. Why? Because the Navi says in Yirmiyah, it will no longer be said, V'lo ye'omer oid chai Hashem asher he'eles b'nei yisomei eretz Mitzrayim. The Navi says that when the Geula comes, it will no longer be said that Hashem who took you out of Egypt. Ki im chai Hashem, asher helas b'nei yisomei eretz tzofayin, u'mikol ha'aratzois, asher hidicham shama, v'hashivoisim al admasam. We'll no longer say the Hashem who took us out of Egypt. We're going to say the Hashem who took us out of Borough Park and Flatbush and Muncie and Cedarhurst and Los Angeles and San Diego. Egypt, nah, that wasn't that important compared to the Geula Asid. Loisha Yishkechu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Not that Yitzias Mitzrayim will be forgotten. Elishanisim Asilim Leyasas Lanu Yala B'chashivusam. The future miracles will make the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim pale in comparison. But regarding Purim, Purim will always, the shine of Purim, the light of Purim, will always be significant. Now, this is a bit different than what Rav Shlomo Alkabetz says in the Manos HaLevi. Rav Shlomo Alkabetz in the Manos HaLevi says, you see, Purim will never pale in comparison because Purim was of a completely different nature. The nature of the miracle of Purim was that it was a miracle b'derech hateva. It was Hashem pulling the strings in the guise of nature. Hashem was concealed. So in concealment, a miracle behind the scenes in concealment won't be paled by the future miracles of La'asid Lavai, because those miracles are on a different kind of a different nature entirely. Those are miracles above and beyond nature. They're lamala menateva. They're supernatural. So the supernatural miracles of La'asid Lavai will never cause the miracle of Purim to pale in comparison, but the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, those supernatural miracles were of a lesser scale, were of a lower scale than the miracles of the future. The Chafetz Chaim seems to be saying something else. Chafetz Chaim seems to be saying that because the decree of Purim was the most severe that Klal Yisrael ever faced, Therefore, regardless of the fact that it was Bederach HaTeva or wasn't Bederach HaTeva, but its significance will always, will never be diminished. So that's how the Chafetz Chaim explained, Yimei HaPurim HaEla Einam Betelem. At least that's the way that it's quoted over here in this Sefer. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.